Here at the Beringer Ingelheim North Carolina Swine Seminar, with me is Eduardo Fano. We spoke earlier this year about this, the concept, the infection transmission chain, and the whole herd approach. So let's talk a little bit about what you shared with the folks here regarding the whole herd approach and the infection chain and production chain.
Yes, it was just a brief introduction of the concept, and after that, it was just to give some how we can apply, how we can have practical approach for this, and the main thing is just to see the whole picture of the infection. For example, for mycoplasma, if we have a clinical problem in finishing, we need to think that there is a connection with the gills, for example. So it's what we see now for a clinical infection mycoplasma. Maybe it's very related to what happened maybe 12 months before or something like that. So we need to have this connection. So we explain the concept that first we need to understand that we produce animals in a production chain. So for that reason, we don't just flow animals in this production flow. We flow infectious agents. So this is what we call the infection chain. If we understand production chain, we can figure out in a very good way the infection chain. If we can figure out a very good way the infection chain, we can design a good prevention chain or intervention chain protocol. So that was the main goal for this presentation.
Well, when you talked about it, this is really not new. You gave some research supporting the concept going all the way back to 1965.
Yeah, we are. This is a nice concept because we are putting together old knowledge with new knowledge. So what we are trying to create is like a cover. We want to cover this with this concept in order to offer, or we are proposing the people that to have an automatic way to think. Not only for these diseases like PIRRS, where the people just in automatic way thinking the whole herd approach. So we are proposing to have this universal concept in order to cover all diseases like mycoplasma or SIB or other diseases, PCV2, where sometimes we overfocus our attention in the piglet. So we need to go for the whole herd approach. So we are proposing to have this automatic way to think when we are managing a disease.
And you showed out examples where the industry has already adopted this infection production chain concept.
Yeah, the best example is with the kind of new disease spheres, but we can think of E. coli or other intestinal diseases. The control is coming from the sow herd in order to stimulate maternal immunity. So at that point of time, we are thinking in a infection chain way. So there are several diseases, and also we comment that the very good example is a very old disease, this Ascaris. Ascaris is a parasite where the way to think is the life cycle of this parasite. So when we need to understand in an automatic way that we want to control, we need to work. We need to understand the cycle, and we need to work on the cycle. So I think it's a very good example. With mycoplasma, it's not like that. When the people think of mycoplasma, think in the piglet, but there is infection cycle, infection chain behind that that we need to think. So for that reason, we were using these examples, very old diseases, where the people in automatic think in that they need to control a cycle. So for all diseases, we need to think in the same way.
Well, you talked more specifically in the second part of your presentation on the two concepts of minimizing exposure and maximizing immunity. Talk about those.
Yeah, those we can say that we have these two big groups. Number one is minimize exposure and maximize immunity. It's important because you can do it alongside or through the whole production infection chain. So you can do something to minimize exposure in the gill development process, and you're going to have the benefit when you try to maximize immunity, because the infection pressure is going to be lower, and so the challenge of the immunization protocol is going to be lower. So you can expect a better result with your immunological program. So at the end of the day, we have these two groups. things, we have subgroups. For example, in maximize or minimize exposure, several things you can do it. So it's like biosecurity, or you can work with animal flow, different things. And with maximize immunity, is just to have the natural immunity and the artificial, that is the vaccine. So it's you can use all these elements through the whole infection chain, or through the whole prevention chain. So what you do in the gills going to be good for a piglet, for example.
So it seems to me like your basic message here is this infection chain concept can be used for any disease, for all diseases, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we can say that, again, the PERS example, I think, is done. The people just think in that way when the people think in PERS. And I think for mycoplasma, it's half done. So there is some idea, some information, but we need to go ahead in order to have this concept done for mycoplasma. And diseases like PCV2, where we are starting, so we are at the beginning. So just to give these three examples, where we can have at the beginning and half of the trip to understand the infection chain, or diseases like PERS, where I think is done. The people, it's an automatic way to think. So we are proposing to do the same with other diseases, with all the swine diseases, actually. Why not?
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add that you really want producers to know about the whole herd concept and the infection chain?
That is very helpful, because you can, if you understand that, you can develop a very farm-specific protocol, because every farm going to have their own production chain, infection chain, prevention chain. So I think that would be the main recommendation, that if you can do this exercise for every farm, and you can have a very farm-specific protocol.
And they would work with their veterinarians to do this?
Sure, actually, the veterinarian should be the person involved in this and trying to, because he's the one to understand the infection chain, all the epidemiological features of the disease that are being present in the system. So, yeah, the veterinarian should be the one involved in the design of these kind of protocols.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar in North Carolina, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.